ask a question. What type of skills do you have that help you do your job successfully? And normally when I ask that, it's referring to soft skills. But there are so many hard skills that you must have learned throughout your training, throughout that students might be learning too, throughout the training in your program now. So what are some of the hard skills that you would learn to help you in this business?
Okay, hard skills. Well, backing up a little bit, soft skills. We teach, we have 30 different courses minimum that would complete it, but we talk about communication skills. That's really critical in every aspect of what we do, and even moving on beyond the, say, basic journeyman level. Communication skills, just the ability, we talk about conceptual reasoning, to be able to figure things out or think outside the box. But back to the hard skills question, I said everything will be taught to you. So you learn how to use all the related hand tools and the equipment. We have a lot of machinery equipment that is to be used. You learn welding. You can do as little as a minimum welding, or you could keep going on and get as many welding certifications as you want. And again, all free training. You also, as I said, working on computers. We work a lot with drawing. Everything now in construction, the days of looking at blueprints are pretty much coming to an end. And people are actually running projects, looking at prints, and then looking at them. Instead of unrolling a set of plans, you roll out a 4-foot by 4-foot table to computer screen, and everything's got programming on. So hard skills would be, I said, learning welding, learning how to use the equipment and tools we have. And then also, like I said, a lot of math. We do geometric construction. We do trigonometry. We have our own calculator that was built for us by Castle. It has our own chip in it that has all our related formulas and whatnot. Yeah, the hard skills, like I said, mainly would be using our tools, equipment, and welding and computers.
I'm glad that you mentioned some of the soft skills, and especially communication. I hope, students, you've seen that trend of how important communication will be in your future. So there are classes, I imagine, then, to also help build on the soft skills that you mentioned?
Yes, we have that. Like I said, we have an introductory class. The first 40-hour course, we'll talk about classroom survival skills, how to take tests, how to properly study, prepare for class, talk about job survival skills and communication, definitely. But we promote, let's say, to get them comfortable and understand all the different aspects of what could happen at a job and how to deal with it. And at the same time, we also give them an idea of who to communicate with. We have an hierarchy here of they could talk to their school coordinator, to a business rep. So they have resources to address any type of issues they may have.
Now, what is the work environment like for an apprentice sheet metal worker?
Okay, so initially, most of our work environment, you would be working with crews, especially as an apprentice. You're always going to work with someone who's there to guide you and teach you. And obviously, with the intent to the point at one time where you would either be in charge of running other people or working on your own. But if you're working outside, if it's a brand new building, you'll be exposed to the elements. But I would say a construction site, you'd be wearing a hard hat, safety vest, working with your hands, working around cranes, working on ladders, lifts, and whatnot. There you see that background behind me. You could also be working inside the shop. You could be working inside, working on equipment, fabricating items, putting them together. Or you could be working in the office. We have a lot of our apprentices getting into detailing, which is working on a computer and designing systems and making them part of the overall, what we call the building model. So we're actually building buildings now in a three-dimensional aspect where it's without even anything being broken out of ground yet. We have a whole picture of the building. It's almost like a virtual reality. You can walk through the building and see everything that you're going to install eventually.
Wow, that's incredible.